want to stop feeling lonely. Serve and support other people. Seek to serve other people. Seek to support other people. Reach out. Connect. Help. You know how fulfilling, I know you know this. You know how fulfilling it is? Remember that feeling you've gotten when you've gone out of your way to help somebody, to connect them to somebody they need or something they need, or you help them solve a problem, answer a question, give them some guidance, and you're like, dang, that felt good. Keep doing that. That demonstrates value to them, that builds a stronger relationship with them, and little by little, you start to feel more wanted and needed. And that's a great way to no longer feel lonely.
Welcome to Unlocking Greatness, the podcast where purpose fuels your journey to greatness. I'm your host, Ryan James Miller, and I'm here to guide you through the remarkable stories of purpose-driven achievers just like you. Whether you're building a business empire or strengthening your family, this is your space to learn, grow, and find fulfillment. With each episode, we dive into the lives of extraordinary individuals who align their values and beliefs with professional success. Get ready for inspiring conversations, practical wisdom, and the keys to unlock your own potential in life and business. Let's embark on this journey together to unleash your potential, live your calling, and achieve the greatness that you were created for.
All right. Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Unlocking Greatness. I am so stoked to be here with you. You know, we're going to be talking about somewhat, at least, about loneliness today. And when I think about that, I think about actually how I'm delivering this podcast to you. And I think about the fact that, you know, I'm in an office and my office, and I'm talking to you. You're going to get this message a week or so from the time I'm recording, and then you're going to be listening, and maybe in your office, car, home, on the road somewhere, I don't know. But I just feel like, how much cooler would it be if these discussions were always live, just with a group of people? I'm not foreshadowing anything, but I just think about the fact that, you know, it's great to learn and it's great to grow. And I'm going to talk some more about that as well, too, on this episode. But I just think about how cool it would be if we could spend time regularly with people that lift us up, build us up, grow us, encourage us in just community conversation, collaboration. I run coaching groups and masterminds where we do this. And I just think about how amazing of a platform it would be to do this. I don't know, maybe if you're listening to this episode and that sounds like something cool to you, maybe we could even do an episode one time where we just did a big Zoom style meeting where I invited as many people on as we could fill, and we could have 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, I don't know, 100 people just all in a room together and just having an open discussion. It would be chaos of facilitation, but that could be so amazing, you know, just to talk through things and ask questions on a specific topic. Anyway, I'm pumped to be here anyway. I wish that we were together. We're not, but just pretend that we are. I will say that while I'm recording this earlier than the date that you're going to deliver this or to receive this, obviously, you are going to be listening to this episode, if you listen to it on launch day, on my birthday, March 28th. I will turn 46, so happy birthday to me. Again, I'm recording this ahead of time, so I'm saying that to myself in the future. There's a really good chance that I'll get there. It's not too many days away. And so anyway, thanks for hanging out with me on my birthday. Maybe as a gift to me, you could like it, share it, subscribe. You know, I don't know, do something like that. It'd be kind of fun. Anyway, cool stuff. So what I want to talk about on this episode is two things, really, and it's these concepts of plateaus and loneliness. And it's a little bit more, going to be a little bit more specifically directed towards men, because I feel like it is a much greater problem for them, particularly the loneliness, and I'll get to that one here shortly, but ladies, if you're listening to this, first of all, thank you for listening. I appreciate you, but also I'm sure that you can gain from this too, because there's a lot of things that will apply to you just the same. So why? I think that's always a good question when it comes to discussing a specific topic. And when I'm sharing a specific topic is why this one or these ones? I usually share information, whether that's through the podcast, through social media, our email newsletter, whatever. I usually share that as the result of just things that have been on my mind. I mean, we definitely, we plan ahead. We have a content schedule, a content calendar that we follow, but a lot of the content is just the direct result of interaction that I'm having with other people and or personal experience, things I'm going through, thoughts that are running through my mind. And so these two themes of plateau or being stuck and then loneliness, feeling alone, are things that are pretty recurring themes for a lot of people that I talk to, even when they don't really admit it, at least not at first, or don't even realize it. You know, I think back, let's see here, to 2019, I was humming in business. My coaching business was doing well. I had some consulting clients. Like, things were going pretty good, but I was starting to feel like I was the only one. I didn't really have people around me, one specific friend, but other than that, I really didn't have people around me that were in a similar position to me, entrepreneurs building businesses. I had a couple of friends that owned larger businesses, a lot of people that worked for other companies, but I was just feeling pretty lonely. Just people didn't get it. They were trying to be encouraging for those that I was around, but it was just hard to like specifically relate because people weren't in my specific position. Being the founder of a business, being a entrepreneur or a small operator. I have an employee, so I'm not a solopreneur, but definitely an entrepreneur of a small business. And so I remember back to that period of time, and it was getting harder and harder to grow. It was getting harder and harder to get unstuck. And so even though the business was financially pretty successful, I just felt like I was just plateauing. I was just doing the same thing every day. I wasn't making any huge progress. I was just kind of slowly going, there was nothing wrong with that, but I wanted more. I wanted more growth professionally. I wanted more growth personally. And so I remember through the grace of God and the connection to someone that became a friend, I was introduced to this concept of a mastermind, which I was very familiar with, have known about for many, many years. Anyway, so through a series of events, I got involved into this mastermind. And for a minute, I felt so seen. I felt so heard, so supported, because I had these men. It was a men's specific mastermind that were pouring into me, and it was incredible. It was so great. It was personally very fulfilling. We were aligned spiritually. We were aligned personally, professionally, for the most part. It was fantastic. And though they came from different walks of life, though they were in different types of businesses, nobody was really in the same type of space that I was. All in all, it was so, so beneficial to me. And it was really the breakthrough that I needed at that time. I've had coaches in the past. I have coaches, this was unique in the community aspect of things. And so that was great for a period of time. But then interestingly enough, over the course of a couple of years in that mastermind, I started to feel stuck again. And I started to feel lonely. And how weird is that, right? That I felt lonely when I was surrounded week in and week out by this group of guys that loved me, cared for me, supported me, but they just didn't completely get me. And so again, I started to feel alone. They didn't get my challenges. They didn't get how to really solve my problems. They had some good general guidance, but they weren't specifically dealing with the same things that I was. And so that just does a number on you. It did a number on me for sure. I definitely was getting into my head more. I was feeling more like I was just at this wall that I was never going to break through. So I was more stuck. I felt more alone. It was just kind of this violent circle that I couldn't find my way out of. And And anyway, so it's just, it's not a great place to be. And I talk to a lot of clients today. Like, I run a specific coaching group in one industry, the employee benefits industry. And while we do a lot of education in that group, we share lots of tools and resources. I always tell every single person when I'm interviewing them to join, the greatest benefit you're going to get is the community and collaboration, as long as you're willing to invest yourself into that. And that's hands down the thing that people praise the most is how I facilitate community and collaboration. And so I believe in that. I offer that for other businesses because I see that being such a challenge. And you may be asking yourself, because I said this at the beginning, well, why is this more so targeted towards men? I believe that men are wired in such a way, you know, the joke used to be, you know, men never ask for directions because they think they can do everything themselves. They can figure it out on their own. And while I think the example is kind of silly now because we have, I think that example is a little bit silly, but it does make sense. You know, men are far more independent typically by nature. They don't want to let other people in, especially when it comes to feelings, when they start to feel scared, feel stuck, feel alone, they retreat farther and farther and farther. And so it's this perpetual black hole that they find themselves in. And I'm not saying that this doesn't happen to women, but what I've also observed, and this has been an amazing piece, a part of this is amazing, is with this rise in women's empowerment and equality, which I love so much, it has further drowned out men doing the same thing. And again, that's not the women's fault. That's just the reality of the situation. And so I am trying to find ways to help lift men up, to ensure that men don't feel like they're alone. So I talk about this with all of my one-to-one clients that are men, even in some of my communities, I do as well. Anyway, so these are very real challenges. They definitely impact our professional life. Like, it's hard in business when you feel alone and don't know where to go. And that doesn't mean there's not a lot of great resources out there. There's incredible books and podcasts and social media accounts to follow. There's a lot of stuff out there that we can learn and grow. But there's something missing when we're not able to do that inside of community. And so this is just, again, a recurring theme over and over and over again. So because of all that, I sought out a way to solve that problem for myself once and for all. And I reached out to a couple of other men that I was really close to, and we decided to form our own mastermind. We decided to form our own group called the Founders Collective. And we have been meeting for the better part of a year. We meet monthly at night virtually because we're all across the country. And then we also meet weekly individually, virtually as well, because we're all across the country. And we have some in-person stuff that we do and are set up to do. And what's cool about the other four men that I'm in this with is that they are all in the same position that I'm in, meaning they're building a business, they're growing a business, they're the founder, they're the primary responsibility, they drive revenue growth, they hire, they fire, it's on them. On top of that, they are all great men of God, they're all husbands, they're all fathers. And so there's all this alignment. And so no matter what we're talking about, we're all very like-minded. What else is really incredible about, and it just so happened with this specific group of guys, is we have one guy that is an absolute genius marketer. We have a guy that is so deeply wise around understanding our strengths to help us step into the right career and leverage that career to achieve the long-term vision we have for our future. We've got a guy that is an amazing, amazing leader, and his wisdom and insight around leadership of self, of others is incredible. We have one of the guys is incredible in the health and fitness space, and he's built a business helping other men to get healthy and stay in shape for their families and for their future. And then we have a guy that is an incredibly successful recruiter. He's built a business recruiting for high-level organizations, as well as teaching other people to do the same thing. And so he understands people and system and building a business from that side of things. I mean, people is one of the greatest challenges to building a successful business. And then on top of that, we all bring to the table decades of experience around consulting businesses, building businesses, understanding people, being parents, being spouses. So we can talk about everything, and we just bring so much collaborative insight that it has been the jet fuel for me. And so I'm finally feeling unstuck, and I'm finally no longer alone in the day-to-day endeavors of my own business and my own life, for that matter. So it's been incredibly cool. So I want to share a couple of big takeaways that I have had from that, because I want this to be practical for you too. I don't just want this to be a story, but hopefully you're relating to this and you can get where I'm coming from here. But I want to offer you three kind of takeaways that I've gained from learning to become unstuck, and then three takeaways that I've learned to combat loneliness and feel like I'm a part of something outside of just myself and even my own business. So let's dig into the unstucks first. Number one of the greatest ways to become unstuck, and by the way, the unstuck should almost always be done in community. So that's getting to the combating loneliness without combating loneliness yet. But I do believe that the greatest way to get unstuck is to get in a community. But that said, let me talk about these three things with community in mind. So the first one is, it's so important to continuously learn. Now, I want to preface that by saying you should not continuously consume. We have too much information available to us. We have too much access at our fingertips, and I believe it's drowning out our brains, and it's just clouding our minds, and it hinders our ability to be able to learn effectively. We don't need to know everything. We don't need to read 50 books a year. We don't need to be watching every single podcast that everybody recommends. When I say we need to be continuously learning, I would encourage you to focus in on your vision, your mission, your strengths, and your weaknesses, and learn how to overcome those. But do that in a community setting. Because when we're just learning a static platform to ourselves, it's just not as helpful. It's hard to apply things when it's just us listening to a podcast or watching a video and then consuming. We can do it, and it's obviously very possible, but it's far more effective when we're learning in community, when we can collaborate around an idea, just like I do in the Founders Collective with my guys. We talk about what we're learning, and we talk about how we apply that and pitfalls to that, and it's just far more beneficial. So continuous learning is absolutely critical to becoming unstuck. That's going to help you break through those plateaus because, I mean, it's just like in the gym. If you're at all familiar with Olympic weightlifting, so we do that as part of CrossFit, and there's two specific movements, the snatch and the clean and jerk. And it is so easy to plateau. And what's frustrating about those two movements specifically is you can plateau far before your strength capacity, meaning it's far more about learning the right ways to do something versus just muscling through it. And I think that same approach goes to business. Like, we can just continue to learn and try and blow our way through things, but it'd be far more effective for us to learn the right ways to do it, the right ways to apply it. And I think that that happens far better in community when we're getting that constant feedback as we're doing it. Two, to get unstuck, set aligned goals. Make sure you're setting good, clear goals that are aligned to who you are and what you desire. There's so much power in goal setting the right way. But again, if you are a founder, an entrepreneur, maybe you work for an organization and you feel all alone or stuck, it's really hard to set goals in a vacuum. And that's what a lot of us do. We think about what we've heard, we think about what sounds good, and we just set some goals and get after them. Collaboration is going to be far better for you in that regard. And finally, the gift to getting unstuck comes with adopting and practicing a growth mindset. We have to embrace challenge. We have to persist in the face of feedbacks. We have to build resilience. We have to learn from criticism and failure. We need to find lessons. But again, you've heard me say it a bunch, and I'm going to say it again. When you do that on your own, there's far less chance of you succeeding in getting unstuck than when you do that in, you guessed it, community. When you're facing a challenge, it's great to get feedback from other people so they can hear what you're going through, understand what you're going through, and they can provide objective feedback. When they're not in it, they can be a lot more clear towards it. So a growth mindset is incredibly beneficial. And by the way, this has been huge for me in the Founders Collective. Like, these guys have really helped to open my mind. You know, when I see something and I'm like, man, I've just tried everything and I just don't get it. And I guess this just isn't going to work. And one of the guys will just speak up and be like, dude, what about this? Or have you thought about it this way? Or yeah, like, you failed there, but if you tweak this one, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. This makes sense. But I get so stuck in my own way, fixed in mindset, that I just don't think about it. I forget. So that's unstuck. Let's talk about combating loneliness. So the number one way to combat loneliness is to build and foster community. Guys, just because you have a bunch of buddies doesn't mean that's great community for you. I'm talking about fostering community with other people. And again, I said guys, meaning men, but men and women, this definitely goes the same, but this goes beyond simple banter. This goes beyond simple, hey, how you doings? This is about getting into each other's lives. I love this about the Founders Collective. We are deep in each other's business, but I could trust these guys with anything. I've known many of them for years, but we've only been masterminding for a year. But it's been so incredibly powerful. They share similar values. They share similar goals. Like, I want to be the dumbest person in the room. I want them to lift me up. I want to be around smart people. And these guys are some smart, smart people that are achieving incredible things that I admire and I want to follow in their footsteps. Seek to build relationships, partnerships, and friendships. You don't need to do things alone. And there's no medal of honor for doing something alone. You know, you've always heard the thing like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. You may go faster alone, but I don't even know if you're going to get to where you want to go. Together is where it's at. Two, if you want to combat loneliness, focus on having meaningful and productive conversations. Quit wasting your time on stupid crap. Get deep below the surface. Talk about what's really challenging you, where you're really looking to grow, and do the same for other people. You know, I had a client recently say to me that he was so impressed with the way that I'm forthcoming about everything that I talk about. And I just said to him, I said, I believe that God has given me a loud mouth and a gnarly story so I can blabber to other people in a way that encourages them to blabber about themselves. When we open up, we encourage meaningful conversation. We encourage deep conversation. I mean, if I just ask you, how's it going? What's your answer? Good, fine, busy. But if I open up by telling you that I've been struggling with something, you're a lot more apt to resonate with that and maybe share back. Those are the kind of friendships I want to have. Those are the kind of relationships that I want to have. Those are the kinds of people that I want to spend my time with. And finally, these kind of go hand in hand, but if you want to stop feeling lonely, serve and support other people. Seek to serve other people. Seek to support other people. Reach out. Connect. Help. You know how fulfilling, I know you know this, you know how fulfilling it is? Remember that feeling you've gotten when you've gone out of your way to help somebody, to connect them to somebody they need or something they need, or you help them solve a problem, answer a question, give them some guidance, and you're like, dang, that felt good. Keep doing that. That demonstrates value to them. That builds a stronger relationship with them. And little by little, you start to feel more wanted and needed. And that's a great way to no longer feel lonely. What's incredible about the Founders Collective for me is I know that I have what it takes to pour into every single one of those guys. I've got a lot of wisdom and insight, and I can help them. I know I can. And I go into every single conversation, every single one of our calls, one-to-one or in our group settings, doing with that posture. Like I'm going in to give it all I got, to give them all I got. And yet I always walk away with far more than I give, even if I'm trying to give as much as I possibly can. I never leave one of our calls feeling all alone. I always feel like these are my dudes. These are the guys I want to build something so much greater with. And so whether you feel stuck, lonely, or some combination of both, those are some practical ways that you can step out of that. One of the things that I just want to share as I'm closing this down is, or this just landing this plane for this episode, is we've been so encouraged. We have gained so much benefit from the Founders Collective, from the five of us gathering together, that we've been talking a lot about it with other people, just sharing our experience, just like I'm doing with you here right now. And it's crazy because as we've been doing that, we've been getting a lot of our friends, a lot of our colleagues that have been saying, hey, how do I do that? How do I get involved in that? And we're like, well, you better find some friends. We can't do that much more than just the five of us. And then one of the partners, one of the members of our mastermind, Zach, he one day came to us and he's like, you guys, we got to provide this space for other men. Other like-minded men need a space like this. And he went at it and shared his vision. He's like a master marketer. He's just got a great brain to think about how to build things out like that. And then, as we always do, the other four of us just started jumping in like, oh my gosh, what if this? And oh, what if that? Oh, we could do this. Oh, how about this? Oh, we could go from virtual to like amazing live retreats and all these things. And anyway, so it's happening. I'm so, so pumped to say that Founders Collective is about to be open to the public. On April 1st, we're actually going to be launching the Founders Collective. And we're actually going to open that up by invite only when we start. You can be invited by one of the five of us. We're trying to vet the right people to build that first layer of community. We've been using School, S-K-O-O-L. And if you're at all familiar with Alex Hormozy, that's a platform that he invested into. He built the School Games around. It's sick. Social learning platform for spaces just like this. And so we've actually built our Founders Collective inside of there. We've been hosting online classes and courses and sharing content every single day. I mean, think about the best social network in a safe space. You know, one of the things that we've talked about a lot is is most of the ways that you socially connect with others is through one of the couple of major social media platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And all those are have been great benefits in many, many different ways. You've probably connected with me because you followed me on one of those platforms, and I really appreciate it. But we are at their beck and call. We are subject to whatever they want to show us or not show us, share or not share. I've been saying this a lot lately, like as a man, social media is exceptionally dangerous. I should say as a married man, especially, social media is exceptionally dangerous. I get served somewhere between 10 and 30 pornographic images or requests a day, particularly through Instagram. As much as I click not interested, as much as I try to block, it just comes back over and over and over again, and I'm tired of it. Well, school, we get to control that. And so we're stoked to have this protected private platform where we can talk, we can have conversation, we can share wisdom and insight. We're going a step further. We're going to be doing daily trainings and discussions on sales, marketing, leadership, health and well-being, success, mindset, productivity, just incredible, like what we're going to be doing with this platform. But it's all fueled through this mission we have to help purpose-driven founders and entrepreneurs become unstuck and unlonely. Because we were there like that. That's what I've been sharing this whole time. Like that's who we were. And we never want to go back to that. And so it's worked well for us. And so we've been sharing that with other people. And it's been super exciting to be able to say, like, now we're going to be able to share that with you for real. Like, you're going to actually be able to be a part of this community. So my own vision, so you can just hear from me, like in regards to that, is I see a day when this is my primary vehicle for all the guidance and support that I provide to individuals and organizations is through this community, because I believe that deeply in investing into a community. That's what's benefited me, and it will continue to benefit me the more people that are in there doing that together. So anyway, I'm so pumped. I mean, if that's something that is of interest to you, if you're like, oh, that sounds like something that I'd love to learn more about, hit me up. You can DM me on any of the platforms. You can email ryan@ryanjamesmiller.com. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about what we're doing with the Founders Collective community and how you can be a part of that and a vision for what the future is going to look like. Again, it's going to be invite only for a bit here until we really lay a good foundation, at least 30 days, maybe longer than that, depending upon how we all feel as we move forward. So if you're interested in that, you can definitely reach out to me. But beyond that, again, I want to reiterate, if you just got into this, well, I mean, you're just listening because you're subscribed, a lot of you, which is super cool. But if you are listening to this episode and any bit of being stuck, plateaued, or feeling lonely has gotten to you, if you resonate with that, again, I just want to reiterate, get into community. You get into community by building community, by engaging in meaningful conversations, and by seeking to serve and support other people. And as you're in community, you will get unstuck by learning the right things and applying them, by setting good, clear, aligned goals, and fostering a growth mindset. I believe that if you do those things in the context of community, the right community, aligned community, supportive community that's going to lift you up and build you up, if you do those things, you are going to see transformation like you've never seen before. So figure that out. Get after that. Get into that. If I can be of support to you, please, please let me know. I would be more than happy to support you in any way I can. By the way, because it's my birthday, I am doing something that I thought would be super cool. Today on Amazon, we have reduced the cost of my Kindle, the Kindle version of Wounds, How Hurt, Heartache, and Tragedy Become the Keys to Unlocking Greatness, my book, my memoir. We have reduced the cost of that to 99 cents for my birthday. Now, I'm giving you a gift by 99 cents. You would give me a gift by buying that and telling everybody else about that. We're trying to sell as many copies as we possibly can today. My birthday. Anyway, and if it's not March 28th and you hop onto Amazon for some reason and can still get a deal, get it. I would love that. I would appreciate that as much as possible. A lot of my book talks about this journey of getting unstuck and unlonely. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Like this episode, wherever you found it. Please write a review on Spotify, on Apple. Share this with somebody else. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just appreciate all the support that you guys continue to give me in listening to Unlocking Greatness. So now get out there and unlock the greatness that God has put inside of you. Take care, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us on Unlocking Greatness. I am confident that today's stories and insights are steps on your path to personal and professional excellence. I'm pumped to share our next episode with you. But until then, keep nurturing your soul, challenging your limits, and unlocking the greatness you were created for.